brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids.
Brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids.
Round and sexy ass cheeks, crafting and sculpting some ghouls, clicking and liking the yeasty things, and scruffing white snickerdongs. Chatting up Madge and Deborah, making the yeasties thirst. Money is spent on spiders and rats, and the goyles will scream for more. Listen to Madge rip Cheryl. Listen to Deborah preach. Calling up the no abort line
to make Darlisha screech.
Get down with Troy Chambers, making Francisco thirst. Posting pics of all that sex. Lord, Aunt Teresa just died. Now, ain't they round? And ain't they round? And ain't they hairy? Ain't they hairy? And ain't they round? Ain't they round? Ain't they fine? Ass cheeks protruding from a half-torn jock when your cock starts wriggling up your waist. a cockpit that made the goyles cream. You ain't never been to a big buffet like this. Sex so strong as Papa's bottles clank, sweet like pouring rain. Facebook bans and country reporters. The red-haired cunt was slayed. Come on, Tammy Slayton. GoFundMe caskets galore. Fat girls wearing Apple Watches and an ass that needs a spoon. Snapping pictures for all those thirsting eyes. Exotic tarantulas and hog hands. Hexen spells for friends and foes. Even Blurple Bleeple cannot joke. Now, ain't they round? And ain't they round? Ain't they hairy? And ain't they hairy? And ain't they round? Ain't they round? And ain't they fine? Curtsy.
Well, my favorite lesbian resides on the internet. She's got a website, good yeast, pretty young names, match what's the thought. All lesbians were mean, all lesbians were cruel. Didn't realize lesbians were cool. You know, my favorite lesbian is a Jewish girl. She's pushing 50, but looks 25, and I love her so. She's the best thing I ever know. I used to think lesbians were cruel. Now I think lesbians are cool. Madge Weinstein's too cool.
Hi, it's been a while. Oh, am I even on? The levels look so low. What's going on here? Why is the level so low going out? Audience, can you hear me? Looked like the levels went down, down. I don't know why. Deborah?
You don't know why what?
Oh, my! It looks like, I mean, I was doing fine, and then my levels came down when I started talking, honey.
Well, you know what that means.
I really don't.
You turn your levels up.
You turn your right foot in, you put
I don't on a level 11.
Hold on, hold on. What are you talking about? This is better now. Okay, I know it. Wait. Girdle. This is just testing, audience. Girdle. Made it out of clay. Made the girdle out of clay. A, B, C. Can you talk now, Deborah? Hello?
I took the girdle up, took the girdle down. Stretch it out, stretch it in, wear it all around.
Except you forgot to mention your knickers.
Yeah, and put my knickers down.
Right.
And then I pull girdles up.
The way you said
girdle,
that was
girdle.
Really good. Deborah.
Yes.
So you're not working
in
school. Where's
Cheryl? No, I took today off so I could go on the yacht. Currently basking in the sun.
Baskin and Robbins sunbox.
That's a yacht.
You're a Baskin and Robbins, did you say?
Yeah, Baskin and Robbins after I got out of the woods. I was looking for Hillary. That's why I was in the woods earlier.
I'm glad you mentioned Hillary, because did you read the topic I made for this Grom?
Oh, no. You made a topic?
Yeah, I texted it to you. Can you read it, please? In the form of an image. A tweet.
Oh, right.
I tweet because, well, the president does.
Topic. Why queers and feminists should get over Hillary and embrace the barn.
That's right. Thoughts?
Well, it seems to me you picked the right day to do this, because it seems to me today's the day Hillary's coming out of the woods, she tweeted. She's coming out of the woods, and I think she's going to be back on the spotlight. Oh, she got a new wave, and she's ready to roll, ready to rumble.
I heard she's been eating out Gail King.
Well, possibly, but that only gets so old.
You know, there are a couple of articles came out yesterday talking about how Bernie is the most popular Democrat.
But
the problem is a lot of the sort of centrist mainstream Democrats don't like him. So you have a lot of people that like him that aren't Democrats, which is great. And, you know, being the most popular Democrat doesn't mean he's the most popular among Democrats, as I gather is the distinction.
More of a middleman.
You know, like, I was thinking about this at the Trader Joe today, Deborah, and I was thinking to myself, I was thinking, you know, it's like gambling. You know about gambling, don't she?
Every once in a while, I hit the slots.
Dirty whore. So the thing is, when you're gambling, you know, you can have high stakes for high potential rewards. Well, Hillary was a very, very conservative bet. Everybody thought it was very safe to bet on Hillary and say, okay, well, the return isn't so great because we basically just get, you know, somebody else who's not going to really rock the boat. She might make things better. She hopefully won't make things worse, but it'll be okay. But we're not going to get like single-payer health care. We're not going to have some amazing reform done that with all this defense contractor because she's basically a hawk. You know, it's like it's going to be pretty much just don't rock the boat, baby. But also don't ruin our health care progress and hopefully improve. But anyway, but Bernie wanted to just fix the shit. And he's just like had revolutionary ideas like, no. Everybody should get taken care of. Billionaires fucking don't pay for shit. And that's bullshit. And we just need to fucking take ownership of our country because most of us are the fucking people that deserve health care. And it's fucking bullshit that we don't have. You know, like talking real straight shit. Stuff that's the truth. You know, and the thing is, the way I see it, you know, Trump captured people's emotion because whatever it was, they liked him because they liked what he said, because it was revolutionary stuff, too. It happened to be bullshit. And anybody with half a brain, who, of course, didn't vote for him, knows that it was bullshit, that he was just fucking lying. But still, he created an emotional and enthusiasm that Bernie also has. But I think the mistake was thinking that it was a safe bet for Hillary. It turns out people don't want something blah. They want something big. So I think if we're going to look at the likes of Hillary, we're not going to get anywhere as a Democratic Party, assuming you're not a Republican, Deborah. I'm being presumptuous. Anyway, well, I'll stop talking. What is your opinion?
Well, my opinion is this. I think you're right. I think you had two people that wanted to basically throw the brick at the establishment. One wanted to actually do something. The other one just wanted to say he was going to throw a brick, but really it threw a bomb, maybe a nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm. And, well, in the end, look who won. So I think we're fucked. Well, I don't know. I think if the girls do, like, accept going the more Bernie's route, which I don't know if the party's going to do it, it's just going to tear it up even more, we're going to be fucked. But if the party does lean more that way, then maybe we can survive. But I don't know. It's so because the money's so much involved and you got the businesses that will support Trump and the money, dark money, you know, citizens.
We don't need to bring racism into this.
But you see what I'm saying? I don't know. I think they'd rather it file honey before they let Bernie in.
I don't understand
why.
Don't
you agree?
Who is they?
Just corporations, all the big bankers.
I don't see it as this. I see your point, and I don't disagree with it. But I'm not talking about that. There's that aspect to it. There's the corporate aspect of it, too. But remember, we're also dealing with the fact that people vote. And people elected Donald Trump, not corporations.
I guess you're right.
So, there's that. But I'm saying, what about the people? The thing is, the way I see it, and that's why I mentioned queers and feminists, is I just see a lot of feminists and a lot of gay people being really close-minded about, like, it's Hillary, and anybody who doesn't like her hates women, you know, and fingers them without their permission, and then the queers are just like, Hillary, you know, she's a domineering woman, it's the whole Madonna. You know, I mean, like, gay people,
right.
A lot of gay people can't fuck.
To an extent, you're right, but then you also have the Bernies that, you know, they don't have a give or take either, so you really can't.
What do you mean? What are the Bernies now?
Well, like the Bernies, they were, you know, like even when it came down to, okay, you have Hillary or Donna, they were like, oh, fuck it, I'm not voting at all. Or I'm voting for Jill Stein.
But Really? I mean, how many people were like that? I mean, you and I, we voted for Bernie in the primaries,
yeah.
right? But we voted for Hillary. So who are those people? I don't know. Maybe there's some of those people, but...
Some of the girls that went to the school.
But, okay, but that... In my opinion, I see where that's a ethical issue. But they're not the problem right now because they support Bernie, and that's what we need. Whether they're support... Okay. Even though they're supporting yeah. him, but they won't support Hillary. But the point is... Hillary was a fucking dud, and it's not, you can't just blame the fact that everybody's stupid for not voting for her. She was a crappy candidate. She was boring as fuck. If she was a German candidate, they would love her because she's just like Angela Merkel. She's frumpy and she's old and she's smart and she knows her shit. But this is America. We want Vegas.
Celebrity.
We want passion,
that
really.
Sums it up.
There was no passion in Hillary. She's like, I'll fix it. I have good policies. And then when she did get emotional, it's like, rah! It's like your mother yelling at you, like, what are you doing?
I didn't take it that way.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I took it that way. But I do agree what you said. This is America. So it's basically, I mean, it really is celebrity. And she really didn't have a lot of celebrity. I mean, look at Bernie when Reagan was just on the Starbucks or whatever, and all those people, and he's just shaking hands. You would have thought it was George Clooney. You know what I'm saying?
But
now,
maybe
the Gates would have went that crazy for Hillary, but
okay,
it's more like a rock star emotional connection.
But it's also her policies, and it's not that her policies were bad. I mean, she wanted to do stuff that's safe. She has a lot of experience, and she was a very practical, pragmatic person. She didn't have these wild visions like, we're going to fix healthcare, you know, we're going to, like, make the rich pay. She has so many relationships with all the bankers, too, and everything.
Yeah.
You knew she was just going to sort of squeeze in, but be a politician that gets things done very carefully, very pragmatically, very slowly, which is practical, and that makes sense. But it doesn't sell. It didn't sell in this election.
Well, it didn't sell when you're running against a man with a fucking... blank check, basically, I'm going to do all this. You know what I'm saying? It's a dream, basically. People chose the dream instead of reality.
Oh.
I mean, you know, that's what it came down to.
You're making me want to play a song. Keep talking, I'm coughing.
I'm sorry. But I'm just saying... let me just talk while you cough, honey.
I don't have a cough button, so I'm just going to cough while you talk.
Take a lodging.
It's a lozenge, and I just have one. I'm not.
What
I'm
we need
talking about Hillary, so and I'm coughing like
she's
her.
Got a new haircut, Madge. I really believe this time it's gonna work.
Because she got a haircut.
Yes, it was. We all know it was the hair that stole the show. When Trump went on Jimmy Kimmel, that's when he took off. He pulled the hair. It was real, and that's what stole the picture.
Okay, but what about my cough?
Well, your cough's going to stay until you get the shot, and then it'll go away. But, you know what? I don't know, honey. When it comes down to Bonnie, he's all we got. Really, who else do we have? I mean, can you think of one person that can capture the same, like, essence that Bonnie had?
Fetus McMuffin.
No, honey. We're fucked.
Not even Fetus McMuffin.
Who?
Fetus McMuffin.
No. And what is that candidate? Oh, Lord, that damn white man they picked. What's his name?
Thurston Veblen?
Oh, no. The DNC chairman, honey.
Oh, Gutierrez or some shit?
Oh, my God.
Perez?
No. Ooh. Tom Perez. Jesus Christ, honey.
What's wrong with her?
Well, it's just more of the same. I was really hoping they were going to pick Keith Ellison. You know, of the head of the... Which I know the DNC really doesn't matter, but, I mean, that's all we have to look forward to. That's really not even the face of the party. I guess all we have is Bernie.
We've got
you think
Donna
Bernie
Brazil.
Can run again, honey?
No, I don't think he can. And I don't think he should, but I think somebody needs to grab that.
Maybe Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. She didn't connect as much as... Bernie.
She's fucking awesome. No, she can do it. And she's got
I think she could do it. I just don't know if she... It's about connecting with as many people. Because after the election, they started calling her a sellout.
Well, those were the burners and their
stuff. The Barney bros. That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, like, I almost... it's like people want a father figure. It's like they're almost like maybe, I mean, I think there is a bit of sexism to it. Like they want this paternalism thing going on. You know? They want their daddy to yell at them. I mean, that's like Trump and Bernie both love to yell. Like, wah, wah.
Yeah, but at least Bernie stayed on topic. I mean, come on, honey.
The thing is, like, there's so much wrong. And, okay, this is the other thing I was thinking about in the grocery store. Like, Hillary's approach doesn't work because the problem is you're taking a risk, sort of low risk, supposedly, which really isn't, that you'll be able to go in and move the boat very slowly. But the problem is if you lose, which we did, you fucking lose a shitload because the Republicans will push their heavy shit. They're not pushing light. They're like, fuck this. We'll get rid of all entitlements. You know, even fucking Meals on Wheels and shit. Cut off. We don't care that we're going to cut off 26 million people off healthcare because it's just a philosophy to us. Like,
you're wrong.
The stakes are too big. That, like, if they want to change it like that, we need to come in and say, no, we need to change it.
Yeah, because, we need to push back.
Because Hillary didn't even, like, the Democrats aren't defending Obamacare. They're not having honest talk about it. They're not saying, like, an honest talk with you to have with your kids about drugs. Like, okay, here's the deal. Drugs are fun, but you shouldn't use them anyway. We need to have that conversation. Like, oh yeah, Obamacare is kind of fucked, but we need to fix it because it's still better than it was. And it's, makes sense to take this thing and fix it rather than to just get rid of it and make things much worse than they were before. But we don't have this honest discussion about it. It's all just like, well, we're gonna pivot when somebody mentions Obamacare. Like, people are that stupid.
Well, in some ways, it comes down to a blame game, don't you think? I mean, the Democrats just want to blame the Republicans. The Republicans want to blame the Democrats. Now, I can see a lot of the reasons Obamacare is pretty shitty, like fucked. In a lot of the southern states, it's because of the fucking Republicans.
It's,
you know,
fucked because it's not just the Republicans, because the Democrats didn't push for single payer, and that's the only solution. This commercial bullshit is fucked. Like, I had a call from United Healthcare the other day, and they're like, we're the some nurse that says they want to help me and like help me, you know, like what's going on with me, you know, just they kind of want to like push the fact that they're preventative, like, oh, have you gotten your vagina itched yet? You know, blah, blah, blah. You're almost 70. You need to get your fucking mammaries pulled out. Shit like that. And they call me, but I'm so suspicious. I'm like, how can I possibly trust an insurance company? Because their motive is profit. Insurance companies, anybody in the business of healthcare, their motivation should be the people. Healthy. But when you have for profit, their goal is to make money, not to make people healthy. This to me should be very obvious that the only solution is to be non-profit. I mean, like, their motivation is to make money. It is not to make you healthy. If that happens to work at the same time, then they love that. That's great, but it doesn't always or usually.
Well, the thing is, I mean, isn't that really what, right now, that's what they want to do, is they want to make everything for a profit. I mean, think about even the roads. You know, he wants to do that for profit. We're going to, you know, trillion-dollar infrastructure, but really,
Rose from Golden Girls?
Companies are coming in, and they're going to be told.
Rose from Golden Girls, did you say?
Yeah, Rose. We're going to put Rose down, we're going to drive over, and there's going to be a toll each time you cross her.
She's so annoying. She didn't talk about that goddamn Saint Olaf.
But as Giga just mentioned, if we could just purchase from state lines, that solves everything. Because buying a $40,000 car from another state is way cheaper than buying a $40,000 car in this state.
Right.
So that'll work. The churches will take care of us. They'll bring me my mail each week and check on me at the school when I ring the bell.
Work it. But the thing is, you were talking about Rose. The thing about it is, like, we were watching this discussion on the news about, like, oh, infrastructure sucks, we need to fix our roads and bridges. Fine. Makes sense, except why isn't part of this conversation moving towards rapid mass transportation? Like, why don't we, when that conversation happens, why don't we talk about, like, spending money on new forms of transportation, like high-speed rail, instead of just propping up shitty roads? I mean, like, I'm not saying we should leave the roads, like, unattended, but we could phase out of them, just be like, fuck, at least if we build up our new infrastructure, eventually we won't need as many roads.
Well, didn't he cancel, I think his what do you call it, overseer, canceled the mass transit for California.
Deborah, did you know, there's this tweet I'm eating. There's this tweet, I'm eating licorice, because it's supposed to be an antidepressant.
Whoa. Antidepressant?
Hmm. Yeah, licorice. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I need to get me a bag.
It's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, is it
can
good?
Can you OD on that shit?
Well, it
can you smoke? You smoke it?
It makes your shit weird. Like, it makes your shit kind of green, but also very sticky. Like, to the toilet. Like, your toilet will be, like, really brown if you eat a lot of these. Unless you clean it real good.
Okay. So I don't mean Clorox wipe, then poopy in it.
Oh, dear. TMI. But the thing is, I forgot what I was going to say. What were we talking about with the...
You were saying roads. You were going to eat your liquors, but you're talking about the roads. But I guess what you're going to say about the infrastructure of the roads is if everybody's dead because they have no health care, that doesn't matter if we have a goddamn road.
What?
You know what I'm saying? If everybody's dead, no health care, who's going to drive on the roads? It's going to be like a fucking ghost town.
And what about this, Deborah? So the slogan is Make America Great Again. Why isn't it Make America Better Than It Is or Better Than It Ever Was? Why do we want to go back to something? Why can't we make it better? Why does it have to be like, oh, let's go back in the past to what it was? So here's the thing. You want to make it, I think everybody, they all agree we want to make America better, right? So what does better mean? Better is like when you're sick, you get better. So how about if we make sick people better? And then we're better.
True. And
isn't that fucking obvious?
People that are darker than us.
What more obvious thing could you do for your country than to make people healthy? Are you fucking morons? Are you fucking idiots out there? You want to make America better, then make the people better.
There's no money in that.
There is in the big picture. If you have a healthy population, that's really good for your fucking economy, dumb fucking cunt everywhere.
So not fucking insurance long-term, honey. Nobody, he's playing fast and loose. It's all about a get-quick-rich scheme. Girl, you know, I'm saying they're all short-sighted.
Oh, we're playing fast and loose?
We're going back in coal mining. I mean, come on. You think they're looking for the future?
I think I like the idea of playing fast and loose. Because
yeah,
that's
well, they're
me.
Playing fast.
Yes. It gave me a song. Yes. Huh. 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 What? What? What?
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town?
And all that jazz.
Let go.
Lose my knees and roll my stockings down.
Huh.
And all that jazz. Start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz.
And socialism.
I'm Donald Trump in front of third graders. Here I am. Yeah.
Slick your hair and wear your...
I have a funny story about that song. I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but, you know, I used to perform in those Feast of Fools shows when they were stage shows before podcasting ever happened. So,
yeah.
And this one, so, like, we did and there was skits with musicians, it was a variety show. So we did this thing where I was, it was a spoof of Chicago, so it was around the same time that movie came out. And I played this evil big pharma executive. And if you look on the internet, if you've ever seen the pictures where I'm wearing a shirt that says gay liberal Jew, that's from that what that was from.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before.
But so I played this farmer rep, and the song was so I had this like conspiracy going that I was trying to get all the gay people to contract HIV so that I could make money for my drug company, right? So but here's what's funny. What's funny is the song that we were gonna do instead of all that jazz, I had my idea was to make a song called All Get AIDS, but they wouldn't let me do it. So it was like,
come on, boys,
we're going to suck some cock and I'll get AIDS. We're going to let them come up on our poopy shoots and I'll get AIDS. You know, I know it's hilarious. But so they didn't like the idea of it being that AIDS-y, so they changed it to All Get Laid. Anyway, the end.
Oh, Lord, man. Laid.
See?
Mail on wheels killed one.
Censorship.
Chuck Berry died. the age of 90, sort of breaking.
Chuck Berry was alive all this time?
Yeah.
No shit.
Hey, I swear I already thought it was dead. It was just breaking news.
No shit. Uh-huh.
I remember doing them splits all the time when I was a little girl.
I wanted to read you some.
You just had to sneak out of the neighborhood.
I wanted to read you some tweets because, like, one thing I've found that really helps me cope with Trump is by tweeting him directly. And, of course, I know he doesn't read them, but it feels so fucking good to do it. So I just want to read you some tweets that I tweeted at him, okay?
Let's go, let's see, honey.
Yeah. Oh, no, let's go. Oh, no. I've been tweeting at Mike Pence, too, about God. Because he's tweeting about some prayer
representative.
Mother. I wrote, at VP, God wants us to be healthy. Healthcare for every American would make America better than she ever has been before. All right, let's see.
True.
Where am I? Oh, at Real Donald Trump. Aside from a very small group of assholes and idiots, everyone on this planet hates you. Also, your face is porous like a loofah.
And all that pussy juice gets sucked up in there.
I stole that because somebody, some like celebrity, I can't remember who it was, like some feminist was calling him like a, you big fat loofah. Because I thought it was so, he does look like a loofah. His skin looks loofah, right?
Bam.
Okay, so, at Real Donald Trump, how can we expect you to keep your country safe when you can't even keep your own house safe? Maybe you need a wall, you know, because that guy broke into his house.
And then wasn't there another one?
I hope so.
Oh, wait. You're talking about the actual Trump Tower and that guy climbed up
it. No, not Trump Tower. I'm talking about the White House the other day.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. Because wasn't there another one today? I think there was another one.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, at Real Donald Trump. I've done this a few times. You know you're an idiot, right? I'm waiting for him to acknowledge that.
Oh, honey. Are you sure you want to do this? You're going to get hacked by the Russians.
Okay, so, at Real Donald Trump, do you think it's a display of weakness to admit you are wrong when everyone on the planet knows knows that to be... That's not really funny, but it's...
You think he masturbates to your twin?
So this is a really good... So Al Jazeera English posted a tweet. What your president is distracting you from. And it's just amazing. Do you know what the government has done this week?
Yes. Oh, honey, yes, indeed.
Okay, so... HR 861 was introduced. Do you know what this thing does? Terminates the Environmental Protection Agency. So we're not just talking about the budget being reduced.
Dismantling the whole thing.
There's a bill that has been introduced, HR 861, that is going to terminate the Environmental Protection Agency if it passes. This is a big fucking deal. But we're so distracted with all this dumb shit.
And that's what I understand is they keep falling for his fucking tweets. I know you said you didn't really care for Rachel Maddow. But right. One thing I do like about her, even though she goes down rabbit holes you don't like, mm-hmm. She doesn't cover the tweets. Now, she did pull a fast one this week with the tax returns, which kind of bothered me how she did it.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, oh, we got the tax returns. Oh, it was ones from, like, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. Yeah. But that's the only show that I know of that does not cover the tweets. She never talks about them.
Oh,
she
good.
Talks about
okay, well,
in
good.
The background that are
that's
going
good.
On.
That's good. I'm glad that that's the case.
That's kind of good.
But I wish she would do. I wish. You know what? You posted that. I think you posted an article about the drug prices and how TV news don't.
Yeah.
You
know,
I'm really thinking my little
it
conspiracy
made me think
theory
of you.
Is true. I really believe that these drug ads that are constantly on television are not because people watch them. I don't believe those ads do any good. I think they just depress people and make them want to die. I think those ads are just hush money for drug companies. I'm talking about drug ads during TV news specifically. I think it's just hush money to keep the news shows from reporting on ridiculous drug prices. I really, really do. And I hope somebody investigates that since I'm lazy and I hate money.
Have you ever like seen a commercial and said, oh, I need that? Like, I don't think I've ever done that. It's always like anytime
it makes me want to die. I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. It makes me want to take an Ativan.
Yeah. You. What do? You talk to your friends. What you taking, honey? Are you taking one? Oh, I need to get prescribed one of these. Or your doctor tells you. That's about it.
Doctor or doctored.
Yeah, doctor or doctor. By but I've way. Never been like, oh, I need that. Oh, look at her. The little pin man's walking down the street sad all the time. He's popping that. It makes them happy. Turns into an elephant.
Speaking of, where the fuck is Cheryl? She just ignores me when I text the
Cheryl. Cheryl told me yesterday when I told her I took off today. She's like, oh, I could probably grab him later since I'm off.
She's so full of shit. She doesn't off from what? She doesn't do anything.
You know she has to work at the daycare.
She does nothing. She does nothing.
Yeah. It's mandatory. It's a voucher system now, you know, so only for to get the money is to get the vouchers.
Oh, listen to this. I just saw on the news. The guy from the villain of Tickle, David DeMonto, died suddenly. He's dead.
He killed himself.
It just says he died.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, I watched that with Cheryl. First of all, I didn't release the episode because we did discuss, which I don't want to discuss on here because I'm not sure if you know what wants us to talk about that.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Let me check.
We're not censored. This is fucking podcast. Three people listen. We can talk about whatever we want. Just tell me.
No, because he can be, I don't know if he can be charged. It's like legal matters.
Oh, you're ridiculous. Send me the thing, whatever you're talking about. Are you typing me something?
Yeah.
Our show is so important. People, do you really think people fucking sue a podcast that nobody listens to? What?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. What Aussie man?
Jesus Christ!
Who? What are you talking about?
Honey.
What? You're not using complete sentences. I have no idea.
Hold on.
Aussie man. What does it matter on this show? What are you talking about? What could possibly matter?
Here, put it in the chat, girls.
What
I forgot his name.
What are you talking about?
What Debbie's having a hot flash moment.
It doesn't make sense. Are you talking about the fucking pedophile?
No! What?
That you had on your grum by mistake in the lounge chair.
Yeah, because she works as a crime agent on the side investigating cases. Yeah, you're right. That's her.
Well, I wish you would let me in on this joke.
What is her name? Jesus Christ, Matt, why'd you even ask me?
There's somebody in the chat. There's somebody in the chat room whose name is Bag of Cum. What's that about?
Yeah, I've seen that earlier. What is that about?
Bag of Cum? Yeah. It's disgusting.
And I hope it's not an old bag.
No. You know, I like
the tweets. Natalie the Bickle Girl's in Panera Bread. No,
that's different.
The fuck?
That's unusual. Right,
what'd you say?
I gotta switch to some reading glasses. I can't see.
What is her name, Madge?
Gerda Blomquist. Jesus. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Whose name?
Oh my God. I think this is the worst time dementia can set in because I don't think my health care is gonna last much longer. Seriously, though, you know, the School for Girls gives me free health care, right? I think I talked about that before. So now they're talking about just getting rid of it. Because they're not going to be able to afford to pay it anymore. They're not sure what's going to happen.
Who?
The School for Girls. It's going to might be getting rid of the free health care that they give us.
Free? What are you talking about free?
Yeah, I get free health care.
You don't pay a fee at all?
No. At all. Which is really good, to be honest. Because there was a few girls that had the cancer.
Well, you should come work. Come for the work for this horrible company I work for.
Well, you might have to. Because I'm a working girl, and, you know, I can't, you know, and Heather doesn't even have fucking legs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Heather doesn't paint her taint anymore. Yeah. And go down
do you do chatter? I might have to start painting the taint again.
Do you do chatterbait?
No, I did Cam 4, and I think I did do chatterbait in the end, but Cam 4 was one of the top models.
Huh.
And they never had to show anything. It was bounced on a ball. I'm being serious. I had a yoga ball. I had a huge teddy bear about the size of me. And I just bounced on it and squeezed the teddy bear. It's a little rabbit I got one time. Move to Canada.
Nice.
That's a good idea. Okay, Giga, what the fuck is this girl's name?
What are you talking about? I'm completely lost. This is completely...
I'm trying to find... Okay, listen. The girl's name. The one from... Shit. Honey, I'm going through the friends list. Go ahead and just pick another topic, honey. I'm going to find it. We're going to blame it on Giga.
Oh, he's so, fucking shit. He's so slow sometimes, that Giger Tigger.
Jesus!
What about the Sebastian Gorka is a Nazi? Did you hear that?
And why did they still have him on CNN? He was on this morning.
I guess because he fucking works for the fucking president.
I just don't know.
Oh, and what about Tom Price? Looks like a fucking idiot. You know, if you go to Tom, if you go to the president's like homepage on whatever, where he has, I guess, Twitter or Facebook, whatever it is, where he has like a, you know, like a banner. The banner's his whole cabinet. The banner's his whole cabinet, and they all look like stupid. Like they all took like a stupid, the shit. What do you call it when somebody shoots a gun full of stupid all over you, or like comms junk, like stupid instead of comms.
Splooge? Splooge, yeah, splooge. Is that what you're talking about?
No, what do you call it? Like the ugly stick. They got beat with the... They all look like they got beat to death the with ugly. The stupid... No, with the stupid stick. They all look like idiots.
No.
They all look like fucking idiots. They're just the dumbest looking people.
The budget guy looks like a cokehead.
Like, usually when you see billionaires, like... You know, in like meetings with the Obama, and they're like tech. They're all like really smart people, and they look smart. They haven't. They look like there's something there in their eyes. But these President Trump people, they all look just like they look. Seriously, they look like they've been beat to death with the stupid stick. Well, they just have this dazed look in their eyes. They're almost cross-eyed. And like Tom Price, he just looks fucking like an idiot. Like they're all fucking retarded.
Because they're Russian, and Russians are fucking ugly. Because they all have broken noses. Because when they were growing up, everybody was at war, and their population was dwindling. So all these kids had to raise themselves in the streets, and they punched each other in the face and made gangs. They're all fucking ugly.
That makes sense.
Even though he might not be Russian, but I'm wondering he is if it's pretty ugly. They all have skin conditions. Can they not put on some makeup? I mean, the damn president tans his face or squirts foundation. I mean, come on, put something on.
He's a loofah, honey. Do you know how hard it is to paint a loofah?
Well, you can spray paint it, but it still has pores. Maybe if you, like, took some silicone, like the kind you get from, like, the Dollar Tree, and you stick it in the pores, squish it up, spackle over it, seal it, conceal it.
Like drywall.
Prime it.
Like drywall. Foundation. That's a good
idea. Drywall. Exactly. You know what? That's why. Or maybe take some of this oil or coal from the ground. I can't wait till he opens up his first coal mining program, and then he goes in there and he's like, yeah, good old coal, and it collapses.
But here's the thing. Everybody's talking about Trump now. All the comedians. Yeah, you know, true. And I can't get enough of it, to be honest. I love it. I love it, like when comedians talk about him. I think it's great. But the thing that gets me is that all the shit I listen to, nobody fully expresses how awful it is. Like, it's still not enough. Like, I just feel like the horror that is Trump is so multifaceted and so deep and rich with things that are horrible about it. There's just so many aspects to the horror that's going on with this presidency and the related, you know, effects with the government. But the whole, there's just, it's just so awful. I can't put it into words, and nobody I watch on TV can put it into words. It's like, I see people try, like, I saw Bill Maher looked very frustrated trying to, like, express his frustration, but even he couldn't put it all into words. It's just too big. Still.
It's like fucking train wreck, and you're trying to figure out what the fuck happened, but the whole train is like in a billion pieces, and it's just, you're like, where do I begin? Like, you were saying, like, you were talking about this bill they're trying to pass. He's dismantling this, the EPA. He wants this gone, FTC.
Right. But my point USDA. About that, the point about that thing was that, like, okay, so the bill says that the EPA will end in 2018.
Yeah.
It will fucking end. But, like, the point is that nobody's talking about it because we're stuck on these distractions with the handshake.
The fucking tweets.
And the lies. Well, the lie. Yeah, the tweets, right.
Duh, he lies.
Right. I mean, it is awful, yeah, and it needs to... I do believe it needs to be investigated. Oh, I lost my stream. Oops.
It needs to be investigated, but do we have to keep covering it? I mean, that's what he wants. That's what I understand. It's like, after he won, everybody's like, oh, the reason he won is because we kept covering him, and we kept falling for his nonsense. And it's like the same cycle.
Right, except this is... The difference with the tweets, though, with blaming Obama for wiretapping, that's become an international incident. They have to cover it. It's a big fucking deal. It's like fucking flying. It's like if we flew an airplane over Russian airspace without permission, because we said something really nasty about Britain. We accused England of
fucking spying. Oh, yeah, that even messed up even worse.
That's like some serious shit. And then it turns out that, so he heard that from Fox, from Napolitano, right? Do you know where Napolitano heard it from?
A bird.
RT.
Where?
RT.
Well,
and then it made me think, I wonder if really, maybe Trump just gets his news from RT.
Honey.
I mean, it is kind of...
Go on to Reddit, honey, and read these things like what? Debbie has, where you bite your fucking nails off. Like, read politics in Reddit and the shit that they post.
Oh, honey, I'm afraid. Why? What goes on there? That shit will drive me crazy. Why? Tell me what's going on.
Because... Oh, like, okay, we'll go right there right now. Like, politics.
Do it right now, yeah.
I mean, okay. So, right now, top things. Mm. White House just shared an article condemning Trump, which was true. The White House shared a satire article about, because they just read the headline. Washington Post, Trump's budget makes perfect sense and will fix America, and I will tell you why. And then when you click it, he says, you know, the budget will make America lean, mean, fight machine with bulging, rippling muscles and not an ounce of fat. America has been weak and soft for too long. But how will I survive on this budget? You may be wondering. I am a human child, not a costly fighter jet. I mean, this is insanity. Did they really mean? See, that's the thing. Did they mean to share that, or did they do it on purpose?
Who shared that?
The White House.
That's not real.
Yes.
No, it can't be real. That sounds like bullshit.
It was in an email from the White House today. He's been spamming the
according
fuck
to
out
who?
Of
wait
email.
A second. Wait a second. Are you just getting this from Reddit, or is this from a legitimate news source? Because it sounds like horseshit.
This is for real.
How do you know?
Hold on. Because I'm going to go to my email right now.
Email, but do you find it? Like, can you verify it on like an actual news website?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll do it, even though you're lying. Woot toot toot, root toot tooty, woot toot. I'm trying not to have dead air.
U.S. Today, White House features Washington Post satire piece on budget.
Where? Can you send me some? No, wait. Yeah. So White House Post satire piece. I'll search.
That's what I'm saying. They only read the headline. This was I read you the headline.
Okay, but I'm looking it up in the real news world.
Okay, go ahead.
White House features Washington Post satire piece on budget. Oh, it is real. Cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Shut up. But why don't you just tell me it was in the fucking Politico and I would believe you? It's just, you just say, I saw it on Reddit, honey. It's on Reddit. And I got it in the email. How could you get it through the email? That's the government.
Well, no, I got the email this morning. He's been spamming the White House. Like, you haven't got the spams from the White House when you signed up under Obama? Oh, my God, the survey? Did you not do the survey from the White House about crooked media?
I did twice, actually.
Yeah. This is from CNN. Former, 9,705 upvotes. Former Trump campaign chief. Paul Manafort wanted for questioning Ukraine corruption case. CNBC, conservative actors refuse to believe Trump is spending more on travel than Obama. I mean, it's just insanity.
I really felt like, right. I mean, everybody deserves the right to make mistakes. But I really thought
everybody.
But Rachel Maddow, she really could have jumped the shark. She may have jumped the shark. That was ridiculous. Yeah. The whole, like, the way she was just vamping. I'm like, what is she doing? She was just vamping in such a bad way.
Made her? Huh? I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, they actually caused it.
Well, that's intense.
Even for ratings. I really
absolutely
think
possible. Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's the fucking business. Absolutely. I don't see her complaining about high drug prices, but then again, I don't watch her show.
I think she did do a piece with, what's that other DNC guy?
This thing says T.S. Madison is cooking fish right now.
Oh, my God, I'm so sick of her.
Yeah, but her lips look blue, like Glozell, but blue. I mean, didn't Hillary, like, do a, that was Obama that did a fucking video with Glozell. I think Hillary did, too. And Mary J. Blige. Remember that video with Hillary?
Oh, God, honey, and the Apple Music thing.
Yeah, and she's like, I got hot sauce in my purse, just like you, Mary.
Well, she held her hand and sung to her for like, 2 hours?
I know. Anyway, I want to look at, let's look at more of my tweets since.
Oh, let's read a Trump tweet.
Okay. Yeah.
Germany owes U.S. vast sums of money for NATO.
Okay. By the way, my Twitter sheet is Bloated Lesbian on Twitter. That's my name. Bloated.
Okay.
Sylvia Brown.
Normal.
Let's see. Okay, real Donald Trump, so why don't you do something about it instead of babbling on about it like a Twitter basement troll? Oh, I was talking. Oh, here, I like you'll like this one, Deborah. At real Donald Trump, who sandblasts your face? I have some limestone that needs to be cleaned and could use a referral.
The Florida property, my lot.
But the thing is, every single one of my tweets to real Donald Trump, if they're insulting, nobody ever likes them or retweets them.
Oh, but if you say something nasty about Dems, you'll get like a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
see. You know, I was noticing, I think he has like a lot of fake followers. If you go through his like list of people, yeah, like a lot of them don't have avatars and like they're new or they have like one or two tweets. Like I think he has a botnet. I'm really starting to believe that. Do you think so?
It's possible, sure. I don't know.
Like, how could we verify this? Is there anybody in the chat room that could do something like
Cheryl,
that?
Cheryl could do it. She has plenty of time on her hands.
Yeah. Where is she at? Did you text her?
No, I didn't text her.
Huh.
I hear birds tweeting. Or is that some device?
No. It's a bird.
Oh, and then I wrote, real Donald Trump, you're an idiot. That's one of my favorite. At real Donald Trump is Bannon bummed that your band got banned again. I thought that was funny, but nobody else did.
Why did they ban him? Oh, God, he'd lose it. It'd be so hilarious.
Oh,
don't you think so?
I wrote, posted, I know nobody cares. Real Donald Trump, are you even aware when you're lying? Hashtag pathological. I know nobody cares, but the thing is, it makes me feel better. And then when he got his ban overruled again, I wrote, "Aw, I bet widow baby Twumpy is awfully upset that his twavel band got banned again." And then he was on TV like an hour later crying. Like, this is the most, I'm going to go back to my worst band because I hate the fucking Arabs, you know. But don't you love that shit's coming back to haunt him? Like all that stuff he said on the campaign, like the judges are using that as evidence.
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they should have done. And then especially when Rudy Giuliani said, you know, he asked me, how can I implement this Muslim ban but make it legal? Well,
so, do you think, like, I've noticed nobody's been protesting this healthcare bill, which I find really weird because it's so fucking huge. But then I started thinking about it, I thought, I wonder if it's because millennials doesn't really affect them because it actually helps them because they don't have to pay for insurance anymore, which they're idiots if they don't get it anyway. But like, well, I wonder if they're not protesting because it doesn't affect them, and in fact, it might be kind of good for them. Like, I don't know. Like, why aren't people not protesting this?
I mean, young people don't think about the future because you think you're going to be young forever, but I don't know. I mean, I think there's just like, again, there's just so much shit going on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And really the news hasn't, I mean, we've talked about some in the news, you know, about the healthcare, but even like, you know, smaller companies really focus on, you know, really like the main thing is the Russian story. Yeah. That's like the main thing that's not going to go away until that's cleared up. And then you have everything on top of that. And then you have his distractions over here on the left. And then you have the Republicans' distractions with health care.
But what about,
which are, you know.
But what about my real estate agent?
Well, she has a nice tip, so.
If you have a chance, please give me a call. Showed your place this morning, and the people just called me back. They want to rent it. If you have a chance, please call.
Deborah.
Yes.
Can
you get her to say, like, we need to make a deal? Like, tell her to start incorporating, like, the word deal talks to you.
Did you see her pictures that I posted?
Yeah, I said she had a nice rack.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, she gets good tips. I mean, the funny thing is, like, honey.
She came to the house. I was talking to different agents. She came to the house, and as soon as I saw that, she was a show.
Yeah, she sold.
Absolutely. There was no doubt.
John Waters film, instant classic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a walking, talking Cheryl. hired. And she's going to get you a great rate, right? Or that doesn't matter at this point.
A great rate.
You just care about her looking like Cheryl.
A great rate.
A good deal. No, I mean a deal.
No, I mean she just... Good deal. She did what she needed to do. She found the tenants for me, so...
Yeah.
But she was beautiful.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, did she bring a tanning bed with her, or was it like a pocket tan where you could spot tan? Have you seen those? Like a little wand, you spot tan wherever you go. Like a little compact fluorescent.
It's not for tanning. I thought it's for, like, getting rid of wrinkles or something.
Oh, I thought it was for tanning, like, just tan spots.
No, my sister got one of those. She said it's amazing.
Oh. But does it work?
Yeah. She says it
okay.
does.
Okay. Might have to try. And then you can also use it when you go into the hotel rooms, see if there's any semen on the bed. You just beep, beep.
You know, why don't we sell it since we have a Grom? Let's just start selling it. I love this
thing.
Oh,
that is a good idea.
And we need to get, like, an affiliate agreement with one of them. Be like, let's look at this.
Why don't we sell lube? I've never understood. Didn't, like, P&S Explosion sold lube at one time? Can we not do that?
With their own name on it?
No, they just sold, like, another brand of lube. Or was,
I mean,
that, was that Wilbur Wilson that sold the lube? Have somebody sold the fucking lube?
Reagan did.
Was it Reagan?
Yeah, Adam and Eve. But the thing is, like, you can do that. You can do affiliate programs. But all that matters is how many people listen to your show. And there's just not enough people that listen to this to make that worthwhile.
You fake the numbers, honey.
No. It's not that. You have to have affiliate programs for it to work. They don't just give you money for advertisements. They're not that stupid. They give you affiliate codes, just like all that shit on Sirius. Nobody advertises on Sirius without affiliate codes because they have no way to, like, monitor the audience.
Okay.
The way to buy.
Then we sell the candles or the buttons.
No, we ask for donations because if we sell shit, we don't get any fucking money. We'd be like one candle a year from Edith. I'm telling you. Deborah, I've been doing this show for over a decade. People don't fucking listen to it. I mean, I've probably got more audience, like, turnover than any other podcast. Probably.
Didn't the I thought the mattress thing was lucrative.
The mattress?
Yeah. The mattress thing.
Well, people found it was an too expensive a food source, because it's not very green, let's say, to eat a mattress.
Oh. Well, true. I guess it was a good idea when you were a homeless woman on the streets, but now not so good. One time, once it's gone, it's over. Maybe we just need to sell coal, because I'm feeling like the money is going to rise.
We will rise up.
Rise up. Did you watch that? I didn't.
I can't watch that.
I feel bad.
I can't watch that.
I got to be in the mood.
I feel like my vagina will dry up even more.
And you know what? I used to love, like, you know, House of Cards is probably one of my favorite shows, right? I don't even think I can watch that. I'm so sick of just anything political. I feel like it just makes me sick to stomach because life is worse than a fucking horror movie.
But
and
Deborah,
so I can't enjoy House of Cards. I can't enjoy, like, anything. Like, there was something the other day and they mentioned Trump turned it off. Like, nope.
Here's the thing. I can't stand a lot of feminism. I'm going to tell you why. And feminism is like, as soon as you press that button, that you say feminism or you bump something bad, then it's like pressing the red train stop button. You know, like, you can't do that, right? But the thing is, here's my issue with feminism. It's not any of the principles. I, of course, agree with them. All of them. But the thing, well, not all of them. But I do agree that abortions are fun and should be legal forever. But, you know, because why not? But I'm, of course, whatever. Believe women are equal. That's retarded not to. But anyway, the thing is that so much of feminism is so humorless that you have to make fun of it. And that's why people, that's why I make fun of it. That's what's so hilarious about it. That's what makes it, in many ways, it just makes me sick, because humorless people make me sick. People that can't see the humor in every aspect of life, that's just sad and ridiculous. And, like, so much of feminism I see is humorless, and it makes me go, no thanks. The end. So it's not that, it's like Pollyanna. It's like Little House on the Prairie. I don't watch Little House on the fucking Prairie because it's just wholesome bullshit. It's not ironic. There's nothing funny about it. The people that wrote it probably are autistic. You know, like Laura Ingalls Wilder. I was on a farm. It was very pretty. And father bought me a donut. And then the white girl had curls. And she was a cunt to everyone. And everybody's white. The end. And Michael Landon got cancer and had AIDS.
What do you consider feminist?
Good question. Feminism is, according to the dictionary, the belief that all that women and equal men are equal. That's it.
But what is that? What you believe? Like, what are some funny aspects?
I believe in. I mean, I have to agree with.
So overbearing, it's
I agree with the dictionary. Yeah. What is okay? So, it's not feminism. I like feminism. It's the movement. All the social. There's so much about it that. It's the people. It's like a Maya Angelou poem. It's like being so serious and so like so desperate to cling to your pain, and that it almost implies that nobody else has pain. Let me read something. Actually, it's like,
okay, but you remember when we had a discussion about the Black Lives Matter, and I said, you know, all lives matter. This was a long time ago, about 2 years ago. Back, it was a while ago, and you sort of explained to me, well, they have their right to have their movement and their side. Yeah. So why can't you see it from the same aspect then?
Of course, they have the right to their movement. What's wrong? But that doesn't.
Well, no. But there's nothing wrong with it. I'm
for it. I'm for it. It's fine. I don't have a problem.
No. See,
the thing is, like, it makes me make fun of them.
I just
feel it's something to make fun of. That's all.
So, it's sort of, okay. It's basically like the chewing sound.
But I would also make fun of Black Lives Matter if it was as matured as the feminism has. I mean, Black Lives Matter is new, and it's a reaction to some very serious violence. And the feminist stuff is so, like, long. It's been going on for 30 years, and it's reacting to a lot of different things that have been going on for a long time. It's evolved.
Okay.
It's mature and ripened into a nice thing to make fun of.
It's structure, and because, that's what bothers you.
And the followers, not the structure. It's just the seriousness, the inability to see the humor.
I mean, I can see what you're saying. You have ones that are, like, so into it that... Sort of I wouldn't say Jane Fonda, because I feel like Jane Fonda can laugh and have humor in it. Yeah. But you have, let's say you have Jane Fonda, okay, which is pretty cool on the humor style. Let's keep, what's her name? The other one that does the show with Jane Fonda. You have her. Or you take it from the end where you have, like, the super, like, liberal, crazy, like, I'm a vegan and a feminist and, you know.
Okay, can I read this? So a trans friend of mine wrote this. I won't say her name because she didn't make it public, but her name is Julie. Oh, it's so boring watching cis feminists retreat into their pain and let it define them. Yes, I get it. You bleed every month. Daddy patriarchy sexualized you in uncomfortable ways or ways much worse growing up, coming to womanhood from where I have throws all these things into stark relief, if not grievous physical body trauma memory, but there is not... more to feminine spirit. But is there not more to feminine spirit? Would you throw fellow women under the bus because they have not experienced your pain exactly as you have? Why is it ever more specific articulations of pain than the holy currency of inclusion? And why must we delineate our identities into ever more nuanced subgenres of victimhood in order to organize and resist? The tapestry of feminine pain is large and diverse, as is their experience of joy. There is no one sacred narrative or single voice. It's all part of something larger than any one experience. I don't have to be exactly you to identify with you or support you or fight and get labeled, paid less, denied health care, jailed, raped, killed, and oppressed with you. It's sad. Feminists squabble and fret over who is who. Should trans women be allowed to identify as women? Ultimately, who cares? And how dare you be so arrogant as to box in or try to define what a woman is or is not? Womankind is larger than you, and therefore you can never really speak for it. But I don't care anymore. Myself is mine and mine only. But my experiences connect me to others like me. People can deny that and say my experience of life is false, but they are assholes and can go fuck themselves, and they will. That's nice. What do you think of that?
Oh, wow. I need to sit down and read that. It's so in depth.
Mm-hmm. So you weren't listening?
I was listening. Okay. It was beautiful. I'm just thinking about it. It's a lot to comprehend in one.
You know how I met this person? I met her when she was he, and I filmed him, her, in a scene called Beanie Baby Gang Bang. And he was fucking a girl with Beanie Babies. I was filming.
Oh.
Beanie Baby Gang Bang. But the funny thing is, it was supposed to be an orgy with people, but the orgy guys didn't show up. So the person who was the star and the person getting fucked and also the director, she called me. She's like, nobody's here. I have this hotel room at the Holiday Inn. And this bag of beanie... I said, I got a bag of Beanie Babies. So I'll bring them. And so he fucked her with the Beanie Babies. The end.
You know what? I think it all comes down to this. If you take everything away, everybody wants whatever... Everybody's jealous of everybody. Everybody wants what somebody else has. In some aspect, you know, whether it be money or fame, fortune, looks, pride... So when you keep on, okay, so we have the feminist movement, and you want more rights, more rights, more rights, okay? Mm-hmm. Equal as you is equal as this, equal as that. Trans movement comes in, equal as this, gays, okay, equal, equal, equal. Trans woman, okay, we want equal where in the sense that, okay, say cis woman, if you talk about a vagina, we have to include cis vagina. You know, like a lot, some of the trans women were offended by the vagina hats at the Women's March.
Why?
Like, don't you see it just because they felt like it didn't include a trans penis.
Why? What? Because you don't have a head?
Yes. Because
you don't have a head? Everybody has a head. See, but that's everybody being too serious.
But see, when they wore the vagina hats, it didn't include the trans women that some that were women but still had male anatomy or penises.
You know, it's hard enough.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, but see, this is what I'm saying. It's like, it's got to more, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, I got to have that, or we have to make this equal. Okay, now we clear that. Now we got to make this equal. Or, well, you have longer nails than me, so. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems like it keeps going into more and more. I mean, I think at a base playing field, we should all have equal rights. Don't get me wrong. I think everybody, you know, logical, basic rights. But when it goes so far to say, you know, you can't wear a vagina hat because I'm a woman, but I have a penis. So we should have penis hats that represent women. I think it is going.
Yeah, because then you're starting to go into that area with the triggering and that whole thing and what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the college campuses. And
you can't stand the triggering shit that bothers you. But then you have... Go ahead.
Well, it's where people... what's happening now is a lot of times people aren't willing to hear arguments against them. Like, they're not willing to... They just shut things off because it's triggering.
Yes, because it's not fair. You have this and I don't. So,
and my vagina is vibrant.
My truck is a car and your van... We can hold the same amount of people. No, Mayor, you only can hold four people. I can squish in seven. It's not a goddamn van, Mary.
It's a clown car.
You know what I'm saying? It's a clown car, man. Okay. But that's what I feel like. Like, it just keeps simplifying. And I think that's what pushes the other side from letting other people in, which, you know, you have people on the right that are like, I don't want to be in this mess. Look at it.
Look
at
it.
Not the crazy, crazy right, but, you know, the moderate.
Look at this mess. Look at my nasty pussy.
Like, and then they
dripping
just
with
because they don't even want to face it.
What?
And I'm not saying it's the women's fault. I'm not saying it's the trans community's fault. I'm not saying it's the gay community's fault. You know... It's all of this. It stems from other people not oppressing others. And so we fight back and try to get our rights. But then we go a little too far in our own community, really. Not in our own community, but in the screwed over community. We start doing the same thing they did, blaming the others. Oh, it's the women's fault that we don't have vaginas. And then the women say, well, you put fucking, what's that bitch's name? Kardashian. What's her name? Ashley Jenner.
Bede Hyman.
No, what's her name? Bede Hyman, yeah. Hello, boys. We're in here today. You know, that lady, she's female of the year. So then women blow. It's a fucking magazine. So the fuck what?
Who, Bede?
She bought the fucking publication when she was, you know, they gave her Women of the Year. I mean, I can understand the anger, but in the long
scheme, we're starting a new series today.
Not gonna be around
we're going
anymore.
To be looking at the blood.
Exactly.
Now, I know that we major on the blood. We are able to understand that it is the blood that has redeemed us, that has sanctified us, that has accomplished everything we need. But there is much more that Jesus is revealing about his blood that we need to know. that we need to understand, because
no, I'm the sorry, word of God, but I thought maybe Beattie Hyman could replace Sylvia, but we're not anywhere near that.
She, oh no, if you watch that one, she could. Caitlyn Jenner is who I was talking about. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about Beattie Hyman or Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, considering I don't think Caitlyn has a Hyman yet.
Did you say there's a good Beattie Hyman video for me? Or are you talking about Caitlyn?
It was on her first.
Oh, Beattie Hyman can be seen on YouTube, it says. Let's see.
It was that video that I've seen on there.
Oh, this is audio only. That's not see. Doesn't she know the difference between seeing and not seeing? Hi, I'm Beattie Hyman.
I'm talking to you today about fear.
You know what's interesting, Deborah? This video only has 286 views. She has no fans. We could get her on the show.
Oh, sort of like how we blew up Amy when she left.
Well, but this is different. This is Bette Davis's daughter. This is a big deal. We could be friends with Bette Davis's daughter. Hello? Deborah?
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
You didn't know that Beattie Hyman is Bette Davis's
daughter?
No! You didn't know that?
I thought you stopped this girl. Lord, I'm messing the voice up, honey. Honey?
Deborah.
Are you serious?
Yes, I thought you knew that when we were talking about her this week.
No, I swear to God, no. I mean, I know we were talking about that when we were doing the pictures, and but I just thought you just randomly threw her in there.
No, that's her daughter. She was in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. She was in she was the daughter of the next door neighbor. She's Betty's daughter.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, I have a delivery. Vamp, Deborah.
So, basically, what I was saying is, I just think we all need to get along, and hopefully Jeff Sessions will make marijuana legal.
Look,
that's one of the things he said he wanted to do.
Deborah, I was just, I'm turning into Anna Vera. I just realized that my lesson so just gave me a smoothie.
Wait, you got a smoothie delivered?
From my lesson so, yes.
Must be nice. Can we please talk about, since Auntie Vera, can we talk about Bradley and one of the girls, and they're on this like film trip in an RV?
Oh, that Bradley. Ooh. They meant Bradley Trainer.
No.
And did you see that mud they were in? Like, it's some beautiful scenery. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, let's figure. What was that about? What is that about?
You know what? Can we get a? And then they were going to listen to the yeast in the.
Oh,
thing.
Cheryl said she's not available. Cheryl's not available.
She's what?
She's not available.
Cheryl. I know. The lying bitch told me she was going to be available for us to do a fucking grab. Oh, because it's not a goddamn movie.
Because she's a stupid bitch, maybe. She just wants her money. Let's see if Matt Peters is on. Hold on. Oop. Deborah?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I did it wrong. Why is Skype still suck my cunt out?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to add Matt Peters to the call. Maybe he's on that boat or whatever. God, I would fucking love an RV, though. I've always had a fan. I've never been in an RV that moves. I would love to do that.
Well, let's do it.
Matt?
Hello. What's going on?
Tell us what's going on with you in that RV and that mud.
Please explain.
We're in it right now, Madge.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Madge.
Do you just travel all the time? Didn't I meet you in Chicago last year?
Yeah, with Aaron and some other people. I think it was just
Stanley?
Right, you had assless chaps, and there was cum and blood dripping out of your assholes. Both of you.
Well, it was market days, but that's not true.
Okay. Smelled true.
So
are y'all living in the RV?
Yeah, what's going on? Are you the Golden Girls, but black?
Now. Our houses got foreclosed on.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to drive off a cliff at the end?
Right. Are y'all trying to sneak Matt over the border to Canada before it's too late?
For the bypass?
We did bring our passports, and I actually just found some Canadian Grindr hookups, but I think we missed the ferry for today.
How'd you get an RV?
Wait.
Are you Auntie Vera? I'm so confused.
What?
How'd you get an RV?
Okay, so how does one get an RV? Did you have to purchase it? Is it from family or rent?
We bought it, but we're going to take it back. We kept the receipt and we're going to return it.
Seriously, how did you get it?
Our friend rented it in San Francisco, and Somehow this company lets you do one-way RV rental, so we're going to dump it off in Seattle, then fly home.
How much does it cost?
How much?
Like, how much did this cost?
It was $1,400.
$1,400. And if we go over 1,000 miles, it costs a little more money.
For a week?
No, we're going to have it for like 5 days, six days maybe, five. Something like that.
Now, are you two fucking?
Is this a Tom Sham?
Are we what?
Are you fucking?
No.
Not right now.
But have y'all in the RV? Does the RV rock?
Is this a romance? Midnight at the Oasis.
It does rock, but there have been no...
They're fucking. Yeah. Deborah, these two are fucking.
Yeah, we all have pooped in the RV, though, I think.
You two are getting married, okay, aren't you? Oz married. I want to hear Matt Peters say Oz married, please.
We're not married, but I was talking about relations with other people.
I'm married now. Okay. First of all, have y'all cooked in the RV and any fried foods?
We are going to be making a soiree of food.
Oh, wait, do we have a Simply Sarah video plan?
I'm married.
Simply Sarah video.
What movie is that from? Color Purple?
It's going to be Ramen Getty. My way.
So where are you right now?
We are in Port Angeles, Washington, where there's lots of rich white people.
Are you smoking legal reefers?
We are not doing any drugs yet.
We
got pulled over. We got pulled over last night.
Oh, I'm red, and you hit in the back.
And I had to close my eyes and mouth and stop breathing. And why? Because my friend is just got back from a... deployment, and Brad were in the front seat. He let us go without searching the RV.
Well, why were you doing wrong? I don't get it.
I was wearing all black, and my eyes were closed.
Mm. Wait, was this the post about y'all being broke down in that town, and y'all were in drag, and y'all had to stay with some white lady that her husband beat her, and then y'all went to some strawberry pie festival?
That was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
No, oh, like, honey, you are so off.
That's too, yeah, really that was too Wong Fu.
Mm. Well, man, at least I knew it was a movie.
But y'all should do that. I think that'd be really nice. Have y'all been to church anywhere yet?
I'm about to find Jesus tonight.
Because they're... Have y'all been to
did,
a church
I did say song? The Black Lord's Prayer yesterday. That was hands up, don't shoot.
Did you tell him I was married?
I said I was married now.
Did you like my donut video yesterday?
I didn't see it.
Right before we shot that video, I had consumed an entire bottle of wine in 2 minutes.
Oh, I saw the. I thought it was a still image. You said that your stomach was large.
Yeah, I had to poop. I was 3 days worth of poop. McDonald's and a bottle of wine. That's why my stomach was beat.
Well, you got to be careful because cheap wine will make your walls fall out.
Oh, no, this is expensive wine. We went to Castella di Amorosa, and I spent $560.
She's from that, to Donald Trump, Amorosa?
No.
Amorosa wine.
No, I don't like that black
wine.
Mm-hmm.
We bought lots of wine, though.
That's your shit.
So we're going to have some chicken alfredo and some...
What are you making, John?
Salmon from my healthy friend.
So do you stay in the RV every night so you don't need a hotel?
We stayed one evening and it worked out, except my friend's froze in the back. And we are now staying at a really nice Airbnb that Brad picked out. Mm. It's a mid-century like boner of a house. It's beautiful. We'll take pictures and put them online.
Oh.
Okay.
But why don't you sleep
First
in the RV?
All,
it's not good. It's not comfy.
Go to a truck stop and sleep at a truck stop one night.
Yeah.
Just one night.
We might have to.
We were one night, but we didn't look for any lot lizards.
Yeah,
well, because you were the lot lizard. Huh? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror for the lot lizards, please.
We were the lot lizards.
We were the lot lizards.
Of course.
We did, I think, another highlight of the trip was we were pulling into some town in Oregon to fuel up, and we did accidentally have the external speakers playing the abortion song.
I mean, Walls. What's the abortion song?
Was it Bordy or was it Jizz? Jizz. Yeah. Abortion. The Jizz abortion episode blaring out the speakers in this small town. Small, to, yes. So what that was jizz? Embarrassing. Turn it down.
What Jizz abortion episode?
Jizz in my belly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Goddamn, oh, yeah. God. I don't want no fucking baby on my back. I'm going to get the motherfucking abortion.
What is that from?
I'll send the video. Some drag queen made a whole bunch of...
I'll send a link to Deborah right now.
Yep.
How do I not have this information?
Okay.
I'm going to watch this abortion show now. Do you guys know about B.D. Hyman?
Abortion. Do it today.
Do you know about B.D. Hyman?
I can't say I do.
This is
B.D. Hyman?
B.D. It's Betty Davis' daughter.
Oh, B.D. like... Faust, like
Betty Davis' daughter.
Dick Hyman?
Yes. Know how...
It's B as in Brass, D as in Donald Hyman.
You can cut them off, and I'm going to show you how. Negative character traits. Destructive circumstances that, quote, run in the family, unquote.
Unquote. Quote.
Things.
Tap.
That are chalked up to heredity. Genetic patterns are all a result of generational
curses. Who is this? What the fuck is this? What's going on?
It's B.D. Hyman. We're going to be friends with her because she only has 600 views.
Welcome.
But she's Betty Davis' daughter.
The teaching ministry of B.D. Hyman. B.D. Hyman's what? Teachings will prepare...
You know who she looks like? She looks like, what's her name from The Americans?
Betty Davis?
No, the ugly receptionist from The Americans. What's her name? Gertl Blomqvist. Here, I'll put it on the holder vision.
Okay, I gave you the video, man.
Difficult challenges through the power and knowledge of God's Word. Join us now as we discover the truth in God's Word with B.D. Hyman.
B.D. Hyman.
Hello and welcome. There's a reason that most Christians are frustrated and they're oppressed by sickness, by lack, by joylessness, by depression, by all the things that the enemy sent.
She's adopted, so she doesn't look like her.
An RV.
And so that's
click the link, man.
The prosperity.
She's so boring. She can't replace Sylvia. She's so boring.
Well, then click the link.
Oh, I know, but I'm still sad about it.
Well, the thing is this. We used her like we used...
Oh, the abortion fisting. Episode is here. Fisting.
Tell me when you click play.
Wait. I'm waiting for the ad. Hold on.
It's kind of really long and boring. Maybe it's the abortion song is pretty good.
Where's the abortion song?
Yeah, give it the time.
You need to look up the song Colonic song to Madonna's.
Okay, I'm pressing play, Deborah.
That song is erotic.
Jizz, jizz on your belly. Ooh, jizz.
This is fine.
Ooh, glamour and glitter. Drag queen's insane. Jizz, my jizz is contagious. Truly, truly fucking contagious. Whoa, this jizz,
okay.
My jizz.
600 million views. We could have made this match.
No, I didn't
have
baby.
Probably could have.
Away from that fucking facial.
Where's the abortion song?
Where that you want not to give girls
towards the end.
Oh. What the fuck am I gonna do? My whole income is based on selling abortions. Oh. Well, I'm really glad you came to your senses and decided to flush your baby.
Oh no, baby sucks shit. I want to get rid of it as fast as I can. Hey, Jess, I'm ready for the abortion. Oh, she's not home.
Well, just jump over the bed to give yourself a miscarriage.
Oh, what a great idea. I'll try it. Oh.
Well, that didn't work.
Oh, this car can run me over. Hey, bitch,
I'm at 524.
Oh, what the fuck, you crazy bitch? What's wrong with you? I just don't want my baby anymore.
Yeah, her brother helped her realize.
That's me.
Well, you're in luck, because I'm headed to Jizz's abortion concert right now. Oh, fucking sweet.
Kill the baby.
Eat my pussy.
Oh, gross.
So, lighten up, faggot. Let's go pro-choice a baby out of a bitch.
You ready to go on?
Yeah, let's go pro-choice a baby first. Out of a bitch.
Oh, oh hell yeah.
I see a motherfucking camel toe.
Oh. Fucking groupies.
Oh, what the fuck? Where have you been, you stupid, dumb fucking cunt?
I finally realized having babies is for retards. I realized that I don't want to fucking have some goddamn baby on my goddamn back.
Well, let's get rid of it.
Let's get a motherfucking abortion.
Hey, let's get an abortion. Do it today. Let's get an abortion. Whoa, pull that baby out of your sniz. Hey, you should get an abortion. Every girl should get an abortion. Do it today. Get an abortion. Don't give it a name. Flush it down the drain. Get an abortion today. Abortion.
Oh,
oh,
oh, wait, get an abortion.
So there are even better ideas to you that I need to give abortion.
Well, I'll make more deal.
Yes. Like, look, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. Just name it. Just do it.
You can give me an abortion if you let me watch those two girls make out.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Can you smell it? Can you smell it?
I love
smell the odor from my pussy wafting to your nose.
I love abortions. See, that's the kind of feminism I like.
I'm gonna say this is exactly why we have marches.
Did she say I'm gonna pro-choice?
Right, that's the kind of feminism I like.
She said I'm gonna pro-choice that abortion out of your country.
I'm gonna pro-choice. Let's go pro-choice a baby out of a bitch.
That's so fucking good. Wait, I like sassy Trump though. I want some sassy Trump. Do you guys do you listen to Sassy Trump?
Thank you very much.
Oh, wait, the one with the coat. I like the one with the coat. Here, this one.
Thank you very much. What an honor. You know, they just gave me this beautiful jacket. They said, here, Mr. President, please take this home. I said, let me wear it. And then they gave me the beautiful hat. And they said, you know, maybe I'll do that. We have a great Make America Great Again hat, but... I said, this is a special day. We're wearing this, right? So, I have no idea how it looks, but I think it looks good. It's a great looking hat. Just like this is a great looking ship. Thank you. I'm privileged to stand here today with the incredible men and women of the United States Navy. American sailors are the best war-fighting sailors anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Mm. And Susan, I am so glad you could be with us. I know how hard you work. 17 visits. And she wanted things done right. I will tell you, they told me she wanted this one done right. In honor of both of her parents, who are great, great people. And we wanted to introduce this beautiful vessel to the American people. I wanted to be here. I wanted to be with you. So, Susan, and to your family. Unbelievable job. Unbelievable.
You know, I think it's so brilliant, that thing. Maybe not be that funny, but it is brilliant to me. All right. Well, so...
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your sex trip and your sex party in an RV.
Yeah. Are you going to get in a hot tub like that movie About Smith, and then Kathy Bates dies and y'all get in a hot tub with somebody in a big titty?
We're going to be in a hot tub, but if anybody like Kathy Bates shows up, fuck that.
Are you going to fuck pussy tonight? Are you going to fuck some pussy tonight?
Full of Gardettos.
Are you going to get mouth?
Like together.
Are you going to get mouth full of sperm, rectum full of sperm?
No, but we're going to have our runes read.
Ooh, your
runes. Well, yeah, because you know one thing, when you grind her, you always say, where you at? Meet me in the RV.
Yeah.
Meet me at the RV on the top of the hill.
I'm outside, oh, man, so Mom. Fat. Meet me in the
Madge,
RV.
Madge, yes. I've gotten so obese. So we had to park the RV at the top of this white person's driveway, and it's like a fucking mile from the house. And it's uphill. And I'm waddling up with my friends this morning. I get about halfway, and I think I'm about to pass out.
Now, how have your shits been? Isn't it hard to shit? Do you shit in the RV?
I did this afternoon. It's really hard to do while it's moving.
But who empties it?
Really?
Who empties it?
It sways back and forth.
Who empties the duty?
Oh, my God.
We haven't figured out who's going to be the lucky girl.
Is Rob Pickle with you? He would be good.
He's too poor.
I secretly enjoy it.
But he would be good for the duty emptier, I think.
He would. He's got pretty good experience with handling bowl water, so.
But do you think your turds are going to be so big that they can't come out of the tub? The tank?
I think most of us had diarrhea this trip.
That you used to poke them out.
Oh, gross.
What?
There's a chemical in there that's supposed to make it nice and liquidy so we can pour it into plastic bottles.
The chemical that smells
I'll
like
I'll take an audio recording for the next call.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to make sure we make an audio recording of the duty splashing out of the container.
That's Isn't the one that hose? Smells like Nair.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I wonder how bad that hose smells, though.
It's brand new.
Thank God.
Wait, People so what like... happens if you return the RV and then it's still full? What happens?
They'll probably
they
just
charge you to empty
they
it.
Charge you to empty it, probably. And it's run by Germans, so that's not a good idea.
It's run by
Angela
Beattie.
Merkel approved.
They're like the Japanese of the... I don't know where Europe is.
They're like, oh, we didn't expect you to use it.
It's run by B.D. Hyman.
It's full of duty.
And she comes in and says, what a dump.
What a dump.
We found a nice collection of Sylvia Brown books today at the bookstore. At least really? Brad did.
How lucky. Were there any Carla Negri books there, too?
It was Sylvia and Chris Dufresne. So
they were
used, and it was still too expensive.
How much?
I didn't even look, because it still would have been too much money.
Are you near her like house or something?
Are we near...
Ryan?
Yeah.
There he is.
Okay.
All right, our pocket faggot just arrived. Have a good day, ladies.
Bye.
Oh, man. Hold on.
All right, well, teaching I'm at the Simply Ceremony. I'll talk to you later.
B.D. Hyman's teachings will prepare you to face life's difficult challenges through the power and knowledge of God's Word. Join us now as we discover the truth in
yes.
God's Word with B.D. Hyman.
Just a small coat.
Hello, and welcome to the program.
Hi.
Witchcraft in many forms, many of them extremely subtle,
Beattie Hunt. Oh, remember she said her mother practiced witchcraft. Do you remember that?
Results in the world,
Deborah?
And
really?
In the
yeah.
church, in the lives of Christians. Because much
she goes around telling people that Betty Davis was a Satan worshiper, and she's fucking crazy.
Is not identified. It's not understood.
Betty Davis was a Satan worshiper. I didn't know that.
Is some overt voodoo ritual or black arts and satanic chanting and all sorts of cauldrons bubbling in the middle of the woods at midnight. Yes, that does go on. And yes, there is the Church of Satan, which is very active. And yes, it is done in secret and in darkness.
Well, please tell me where so I can do it.
But there's much more to it than that. Witchcraft operates in the realm of the flesh. The only place Satan can get at you is in the flesh. He can't touch your spirit. He can't touch the Holy Spirit. But he can manipulate your flesh. All forms of manipulation are in the realm of witchcraft. Anytime somebody tries to get you to do something by invoking fear,
my
God. Apprehension, concern, that's witchcraft.
Oh, she's crazy.
It may not be called that by most people, but it is. And
her mother,
apple genius bar, witchcraft.
Her mother really fucked her over.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of B.D. Hyman. B.D. Hyman's teachings will prepare you to face life's difficult challenges through the power and knowledge of God's Word.
What's this?
Remember that Betty Davis movie, Jezebel? She played a sassy Southern belle who was determined to get whatever she wanted. Well, that character reminded me of everything I had ever heard about Betty Davis. As you know, she died 3 weeks ago. She was 81. On November 6th, she'll be honored at a memorial service at Warner Brothers, where she made so many terrific movies. One person who will not be there is her daughter, B.D. Hyman, who wrote a tell-all book that devastated Davis and infuriated the rest of her family and friends. We talked with B.D. Hyman in her only interview since her mother's death, and we asked some of Betty Davis's friends for a few final reflections on a queen.
I think the happiest moment of my professional career was the day I got to call Betty Davis by her first name. I didn't have the courage to keep up with it later. I said, you know, Miss Davis, I'm really having a hard time with the Betty thing. We might have to... We might have to go back to the old
Brocklin,
way.
Brocklin, you know, I think her name was Brocklin.
Until the day I or you or one of us died.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
God's got his hands full, I can tell you that. They're buckling their seatbelts.
Where's B.D. Hyman?
When she was a very young girl, she...
Oh, here.
And that's the way she was.
Mother and daughter never saw each other again.
Ooh.
When she was...
I am a little frightened.
You are? Maintained the aura of glamour.
I guess she was 81 by then, you know. Didn't mean that she wasn't still a femme fatale, and she certainly was. She probably had a good point.
No, you've given me more than enough applause. I want you to look at my dress.
She maintained the aura of glamour well after the movie script stopped. The TV parts became scarce. And the only role left was the one she knew best, playing Betty Davis.
You look frightened.
I am a little frightened.
You are?
David Letterman was probably scared by the music that was Betty Davis. She heard herself as a battle hymn and wrote in her autobiography that she had been at war from the beginning. Her daughter, B.D. Hyman, felt like a casualty and 5 years ago shot back in a scathing book about her childhood. Mother and daughter never saw each other again.
When she was in her own environment in private, she was very much the way people perceived her in her roles. You know, the dynamic, fighting, scrapping, tough woman. And that's the way she was, you know. She wasn't really alive. She was just existing, unless she was in the middle of a fight. And it could be a fight over which ashtray you used on which table, or an artistic battle over a script.
Can you possibly have one lasting memory of your mother that
I don't really think so. I don't really think so. If I had to categorize her, I'd say she was a great star. That's who she wanted to be. That's what she was.
And as a mother?
Jenny.
As a mother, she was a great star.
What does that mean?
She was always a great star. And she was no different at home than she was on screen. And being a mother was a role to her, same as anything else.
Do you feel a loss?
No. I feel mother has ended her life. I don't feel a loss because she was no longer part of my life. And to lose something, you have to have it. And she was not part of my life, except as, yes, she is my mother, and yes, she is out there being...
I think BD's kind of a cunt, don't you?
So she's still out there as the lady.
We all have our family issues.
I mean, even if your mother's horrible, you don't need to tell Connie Chung about it. I mean, come on. Really?
You do when Connie's giving you $20,000.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's this? Betty's... God, I'm turning into the National Enquirer.
30 years after Betty Davis's death, her born-again Christian daughter claims her famous mother practiced witchcraft and put a demonic curse on her enemies and family. A neurotic, controlling, and manipulative drunk who indulged in the occult and spent decades trying to break up her daughter's marriage. That's the shocking portrayal of legendary film star Betty Davis by her eldest child, B.D. Hyman. Nearly 30 years after Davis died, her daughter is still waging war against her famous mother in YouTube videos to promote her Christian ministry. And the fight is even more vicious than the rivalry between Davis and her Whatever Happened to Baby Jane co-star Joan Crawford, which is recounted in Ryan Murphy's new TV series.
What, this guy just raises the news
Hyman,
on YouTube?
Now 69, who lives in Charlottesville.
That's fucked up. I bet he makes money doing this.
Ads, yeah. I was going to say, how many views?
852.
Oh, yeah. Made 5 cents.
Well, whatever. Man, she's pissed off, this BD.
What? She said her mom worships Satan.
Big Dick Hyman. Does she have a big dick?
Well, she don't got a small one. She had big eyes.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, you said she was adopted, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say, like, some people, like, you know how you have a dog, and then, like, after 10 years, you and the dog look alike? Yeah. Same thing with adopted children.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at Angelina Jolie and the Asian babies.
And who?
The Asian children.
Oh.
So, So we're going to rent an RV, I'm guessing, you, me, and Cheryl?
And Little Noodle.
Okay, with Troska.
No. But I thought it was very anti-Vera, this whole thing. But I got the feeling that, what's his name, Bradley, the other guy?
So was it not playing?
I think he doesn't know about Auntie Vera because he didn't understand my ABC reference.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm sorry I'm crossing the road. Don't kill me.
You have to get an Auntie Vera Charles reference.
Well, some people are not aware of her because some people are newer because if the walls fall out.
Oh, they're done falling out.
Yes, the walls have fallen out. Come on, Lord. I'm looking for the RV and I don't see it. I'm at a truck stop.
You're at the truck stop where
yes.
Matt Peters is? How did you
get that far? They invited me. Oh, my goodness.
Deborah, you just got out of work like an hour ago.
No, I didn't at the truck stop. No, I went in the woods and went hiking. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
To be honest.
What's that?
Okay, so we went in the woods with Natalie. We were doing, you know, some photography, right?
Sure, sure.
We pull up to the woods, man's there in a car alone. Said man keeps looking, said man drives off. Said man comes back, we get out of the car, get all the equipment out, get the cannon out, you know, tripod, stool, trough, food, bread, you know, everything we need for a photo shoot. Okay, we start going on the trail, set up, said man starts walking towards.
Stedman?
Bigger girl.
Did you say Stedman?
Yeah. Stedman walks towards bigger girl, trying to hook up, honey.
Uh-huh.
We got cameras.
Where'd that go?
You know what I'm saying?
You were normal. You were playing with your pussies?
No, indeed. Stedman was ugly. Stedman drove a monster.
Is Matt Peters dating Bradley? Is this one? I'm getting the... It just sounded
no,
like
they're
fucking.
Best friends.
No, they're fucking. They said they're fucking.
No, they said they're renting an RV. You construed it into fucking. And first of all, I don't believe she believes in relationships.
Wait, but how do they know each other? Do they know each other from where? From the Grom?
Yeah. Wait. No.
From Matt? From
no,
Pickle?
No.
From Pickle Land?
Matt found the Grom, right?
I'm Matt.
And then, wait, hold on. Matt found the Grom and then told Brad about it. And, wait.
You
yeah.
sound like a retarded
and then,
person.
Yeah, and then they become obsessed. And then Matt's friend listened to Deborah, I think, and dressed, I mean, listened to me. And then she dressed up as me. I think she's the one on the, no. I'm so confused. There's so many gays. Where to begin? Do you hear the ducks?
Oh, yeah. I ate one yesterday. I feel bad.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Was it foie gras?
No.
How do you feel about that?
Duck breast. I don't care. Should I?
Well, I always think it's horrible, but I said I wanted to try it, but that's because I'm a fat woman.
It is good.
Is that kind of sad?
It do be
oh,
good.
Oh, so you've had it.
Maybe. I don't know.
So you can be shameful when the PETA listeners leave comments.
Yeah. What else did you, what else should we talk about? More tweets?
Well, yeah, more. Oh, there's a tour bus. What is going on?
Where are you? You're in
what
Petersville.
What kind of tour bus is this?
My
okay, seriously, though, let me ask you this. Why do you think Hillary's, like, tweeting she's coming out of the woods, she got a new haircut? Like, what what do you think, like, their angle is? Because, you know, they've done all this research.
Well, I think she wants to run for New York mayor or some shit. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with her. Okay, at real Donald Trump, does your ass stink? You look like your ass stinks. Is that a good one?
Probably not. He probably doesn't have one anymore. He has a stoma.
Oh.
I mean, or them diapies.
Diapies?
Did you see that? Yeah, you didn't see that picture where, like, he's getting out of Air Force One and the wind's blowing, and then you can obviously see he's got padding. He's either got, like, drag padding on or he's got a diapie.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
I'm going to Mom's Maybelline.
Mom's Maybelline?
Mm-hmm.
Mom's Maybelline.
So many people with BMWs at this place.
Well, I'm glad we could mourn the death.
I'm kind of mad at Cheryl because she told me she could grind.
Well, she lied.
I mean, that was like one of the things. I was like, can you grime? And she's like, yeah, I can grime tomorrow. I said, oh, good, I took off from school.
Yeah, I think she meant later.
No. Like, well, she, hold on, let me bitch. Check. I'm going to call her out right now. Hold on.
I already got a text from her while we've been talking.
She said you wasn't doing anything today.
Well, she's lazy and ugly.
She doesn't have a phone?
She's a cunt.
Johnny Dangerously, starring Michael Keaton, Joe Piscopo, Mary Lou Henner, Danny DeVito, and Dom DeLuise. Now stay tuned as Donahue welcomes the legendary Betty Davis next.
20th century cinematic figure. Here is film royalty. Ladies Gertl and gentlemen, Miss Betty Davis.
I read it wrong. I'm sorry. She said it couldn't be Irma.
Lost my connection. Oh, well. A lot of applause for Betty Davis.
We're clapping for the charm.
Like Jane Wyman said he was. you worked with him?
Yes, he was my rich society beau in Dark Victory. That was the only time I worked with him. We sort of referred to him as Little Ronnie Reagan, as a matter of fact. And he, 20 years ago...
Boring.
But,
I was going to say, he didn't tell anybody that was for now and
Gary Merrill, I think.
When did Joan die? Do you remember? Not like I can't Google it.
Joan died in like 73, I think. Betty Davis died in 1989.
So Betty, okay.
Yeah, Betty outlived Joan.
So what else do you want to talk about?
What did you think of the last episode of Feud?
I was expecting to hate it because of what I read on Twitter, but it was fine. I mean, I have already come to the Susan Sarandon performance is not great, but it still doesn't...
The acting's good, but the performance of the character is horrible.
I don't think she does the role very well. But at the same time, it's good enough to still... You can get... It's not so bad that it's distracting. So, like, I can still watch and enjoy the show. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I love the story so much, it's hard to fuck it up for me. Because even if it's awful, I'll probably still watch it. Because I find that whole thing so interesting.
Just from the aspect of the photography, it's gorgeous. I mean, I mean the sets, the costumes. I mean, they're doing such a really good job.
Did you rewatch?
And it's sort of parallel to like women of today, like actresses not getting roles. Don't you think? It's pretty.
Did you watch the Baby Jane since this started or no?
I watched it last year. I have not watched it again. I watched the drag version.
I started to watch the drag version this week. I'm like, this is crap. They're just trying to copy it, like, exactly. How weird.
Oh, no, it's exact for exact. It's just a drag time.
See, I don't get that. To me, like, you have to make it different somehow to make it interesting.
The second movie is better.
The second movie?
Well, they came back, and what's-her-name had a bigger role. Varla Jean had a bigger role.
Oh.
And, they did Sweet Charlotte, but it's sort of different. But it was pretty good. I sent it to you. I bought it from VO or Vimeo, whatever the movie service was.
You know, I saw the Hedwig last week. Did I even mention it? Sarah, Edie. You mean Sarah.
Oh, no, was it Sarah?
Sarah. Yeah, but the thing is, I think I kind of did her spoiler. I'm like, oh, it's terrible. But the singer's good. It's just that, like, the thing is, the singer was very good, and he's very, you know, it's like a rock musical. So, but the thing is, the audience was not like a rock musical. They were like a sleeping suburban audience. So like they're trying to like rock out and be crazy and do all this stuff. And there were a lot of people that walked out. And I think they were offended by like the homosexuality stuff. Honestly, like there was such a weird conservative audience. So it was hard to make, you know, there has to be some sort of relationship with the audience. You can't just do a great show if your audience is a bunch of douchebags. But anyway, the bottom line is the music was great, but the sort of, it's kind of like a fake comedy act that they use as the sort of device to, you know, to make the play go, to narrate. It's done as like Hedwig's doing a performance on stage. But the problem is it's kind of like a comedy act, but it's not funny. So like it's the acting part of the show is not delivered well, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, to be honest with you, there's three things I don't like. I don't like Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm-hmm. I can't stand Rent, and I don't like that one either.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, I agree with you on Rent. I don't agree with you on the other two. Nope.
Rent was just so over the top.
What was that stupid song where they count?
865,000.
Okay, see, like, we're talking about feminism. Okay, so this is a good thing to talk about. The reason, the same thing I don't like about feminism, that humorlessness that I find difficult to describe, is the same thing that I don't like about musicals like Rent, where it's like, it's just so fucking fake. You know what I mean? It's like so over the top. And there's no real humor in it because the humor's all like, oh, we're the choir in high school. We don't fucking do anything wrong. That kind of choir, like dumb goody-goody humor that is fucking not funny. Yeah. So, like, if I want to describe how I feel about, like, the Hillary fans, not all of them, but the whole weird feminist thing that annoys me, go listen to Rent and you'll understand. It'll gurgle. It'll gurgle.
Throw some salt over your shoulder, honey.
It's Hillary attacking me. Every time I talk about her, I start coughing. Is that weird? And I had to take a lozenge again with the lozenge. A lozenge. I need a lozenge. I need a lozenge.
Just get a haircut.
Okay. Okay, but we should at least talk about that. Fuck it. Handshake. Non-handshake. Was that the most awful? I think I think that's the worst video, like the most embarrassing thing I've seen of Trump so far, ever.
Even but worse. Then again, did he do it on purpose? So we'll talk about it. In the end, does the handshake matter? Yes and no.
I honestly don't think he's smart enough to do it on purpose. I think he's just a huge idiot. And it all works out for him. But he had that look of a child. Like,
well, I mean, he didn't shake her hand, which is bad, like, overall in world policy. But in our country, I mean, really, from the other things he's doing, it really doesn't matter. Why?
What? What? What?
Now you have me coughing. Hold on.
Yeah.
I feel like I have something stuck in my throat.
Blah, blah. Wait, Brent. Oh, let's die.
If only we had Cheryl to eat chips.
You know what?
Yeah, but anyways.
I need to do a demonstration. I mean, we have, like, this. We have the right to do this.
For now.
No, what I'm saying is that,
until they start, like, what if he says, what is it, the broadcasting rules apply to online broadcasting?
What?
Yeah, Leo Laporte. I remember back in the day, Leo Laporte was scared that was going to happen.
What was
going to happen? Like, the FCC could control the airwaves of podcasts. Oh.
This is Hillary for me, audience. This is feminism.
Minutes 525,000 more to 525,000. 600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, and laughter and stride. 525,600 minutes.
Okay, I think we get the point. Does that help make me make my point, do you think? Or no?
Maybe to somebody that doesn't like it, but yeah, I guess so.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it really doesn't. But what about the duty? Could you hear the duty at least?
No, I didn't hear anything. Duty free.
You didn't hear the you didn't hear the duty? The D? Are you
I
down?
Didn't hear it.
Are you down with the D?
The DOP?
When Trump, do you remember when Trump tweeted "Easy D" at the end of a tweet like a while ago? What did that? What did he mean? What did he mean? The rapper? Why did he say "Easy D" in all caps?
I don't know.
Well, see,
maybe Trump. What if his thing's just controlled by like 14-year-olds? It's possible. Like, what if his son's doing it?
Might as well.
Tweets for him. Could be. Sure, when they prosecute him over the wiretap allegations, he'll say, "Oh, my kid did it."
Yeah. Judge Napoleon.
Ivanka.
Ivankia.
Ivankia Trump.
5,656 million.
The soon-to-be commissioned Gerald R. Ford, USS. What a place. It's almost, it really feels like a place. You stand on that deck, and you feel like you're standing on a very big piece of land. But this is better than land. Will not only be a great symbol of American strength, but a great legacy for your father. And our former president, Gerald Ford. President Ford was a Navy man. By the way, he was also a great athlete. For the
it's athlete. Really good. It's really amazing. Well, you can. I think it's the same words, right? He just talks his own.
Yeah, he just adds more a little gayness. Can we say that on the show?
It's hysterical. No, trans.
Of you that didn't know.
Oh, it ended.
You didn't know.
Seasons of Love. All right, I'm going to end now.
Okay, well, I had a wonderful time. I appreciate you wanting to do this.
Yeah, well,
I think we had a lot of listeners, you know, with it being so early in the day.
I'm glad, you know, it's like sometimes you just want a Sunday, too, you know.
That's true.
No, but you said you weren't available. No, I was going to do it tomorrow, but you said you weren't available tomorrow. That's why.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll just walk out. I'll have enough, and I'll just... It'll just happen.
And they'll play the 9 to 5 theme song in the background. Doom, 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 doom,
oh,
doom,
oh, that's
doom,
a good doom, thing. And then yeah. Edith can, like, you know, just support me for 2 years.
Well, and that way. Hold on.
Go all over the city.
God, that's such a good... And, you know, those bitches are all alive. That's what's cool
that's
about
that. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Oh, I'm going to get run over.
Wait, that's the mutant. Allison Janney was in that. Well, here we are. This is gonna finish us.
I had fun, honey.
See ya.
Bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service.
I don't have 40. I don't know.
Well, my husband can't nut. He wants to get him with a knife. Well, my husband can't nut. He wants to get him with a knife. Well, my husband can't nut. He wants to get him with a knife. Well, my husband can't nut. He wants to get him with a knife. Well, my husband can't nut. He wants to get him with a knife. He goes, get the fuck out of my house.
Ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna go your way. Working nights to survive. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. Start taking and forgiving. Just use your mind and you never get ready.
So genius.
My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown. I am a working psychic.
Write a poem, honey.
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 Write a poem, honey.